some way. But the problem of the finding symmetry is more, and we already know that that is wild. It's a good definition. The thing is symmetric again. Does that have any root to it? Other than the
of vector analysis. In fact, that's where we discussed the situation in most detail, with the problem of rotation and symmetry under rotation in space, and we invented a mathematical system for all the vector analysis to handle as neatly as possible. On a more advanced level, we had another symmetry, which was the symmetry under uniform velocity in a straight line. That is to say, a rather remarkable effect, that if you have a piece of apparatus working in a certain way, and you take the same apparatus and put it in a car or something and move the whole car, plus all the relevant materials, at a uniform velocity in a straight line, then as far as the phenomena inside the car are concerned, there's no apparent difference, that all the laws of physics appear the same. And we even know more technically how to express that, and that is that the mathematical equations of the physical laws must be unchanged under a Lorentz transformation. As a matter of fact, it was the study of the relativity problem which concentrated physicists' attention most sharply on the problem of symmetry and physical laws. That was when we first kind of woke up to the interest in this problem. There are other symmetries, for example, of a different kind. These have so far been geometrical, sort of, time and space being more or less the same. And there are others. For example, there's a symmetry which goes this way, that you can replace one atom for another of the same kind. It's not like a hedge, but put it a different way, there are atoms of the same kind. It is possible to find the groups of atoms, so if you change a pair around, it doesn't make any difference. The atoms are identical, and whatever one atom of oxygen of a certain type will do, another atom of oxygen of that type will do. You say, that's ridiculous, that's the definition of equal type. It's not maybe the definition, but then the fact is that there are many, many atoms of the same type. Maybe a definition, you still don't know whether there are any atoms of the same type, but the fact is that there are many atoms of the same type, and then it does mean something to say that it makes no difference if we replace one atom by another of the same type.